From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, and www.vinews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Improving micro, small and medium enterprises products ahead of G20. South Korea surpasses 1 million total COVID-19 cases with daily record. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. The East Belitung District Government Bangka Belitung Bubble Island has said it has been striving to improve the quality of products made by local micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, ahead of G20 site events. Head of the district's Manpower and MSMEs Office Gustav Pilandra remarked on Saturday that Belitung Island Province has been selected to host the Conference of the Development Ministers of G20 member nations in September 2022. He said his office has inaugurated the entrepreneurial community movement Gemawira, which will help MSMEs actors to improve the quality of their products. The National Police will prepare personnel and supporting facilities to manage traffic in the Mandalika Special Economic Zone SEZ, West Nusa Tenggara, during the implementation of the 2022 Mandalika MotoGP. If it is necessary, the official will deploy personnel and supporting facilities from the headquarters to Mandalika Special Economic Zone. This was stated by head of the Traffic Corps of the National Police, Inspector General Firman Santiabudi. He made the remarks during a meeting on preparation for securing the 2022 MotoGP pre-season test in West Lombok District. The meeting discussed ways to improve public services amid the implementation of the racing event. The detection of locally transmitted Omicron case in Papua is the proof that the COVID-19 variant has spread in Indonesia. During a national webinar on Saturday, the ministry's COVID-19 vaccination spokesperson, Siti Nadia Tarmizi, said that Omicron cases were previously detected in several provinces. The provinces comprised Jakarta, Banten, West Java, Central Java, East Java, Bali, West Nusa Tenggara, and South Sulawesi. Meanwhile, the number of confirmed Omicron cases recorded between December 15, 2021 and February 4, 2022 stood at 3,914. Of the total cases, 1,815 were detected in international travelers, while 1,756 cases involved local transmissions. Meanwhile, 343 cases are still at the verification stage as their source has not been identified. Let's move on to the international news. South Korea on Sunday surpassed 1 million cumulative COVID-19 cases since the pandemic began, as health officials reported a daily record of 38,691 new infections driven by an Omicron variant outbreak. Deaths have remained low in the highly vaccinated country, however, with 15 new deaths reported as of midnight on Saturday, according to the Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency. Daily cases are nearly five times higher than 2 weeks ago, when the Omicron variant began to dominate, but serious infection have remained at manageable levels so far. Malaysia reported 9,117 new COVID-19 infection on Saturday, the highest daily figure in 4 months, due to the highly transmissible Omicron variant. The new cases bring the total number of infections since the start of the pandemic to almost 3 million. Malaysia has also reported over 32,000 deaths. Nur Hisham Abdullah, the Director General of Health, has said Malaysia is expected to see a surge in COVID-19 infection and that the country's high vaccination rate has resulted in fewer number of severe cases. About 97.9% of Malaysia's adult population has received two doses of the vaccine, while 52.3% have also received the booster shot. Around 88.7% of 12 to 17 years old has also received two doses. One person was killed and four others injured in an avalanche in Western Austria on Saturday. Police said a day after two other avalanches killed seven skiers as heavy snowfall followed by warmer weather made for unusually dangerous conditions. Austrian broadcasters ORF said the person killed in Saturday's avalanche is the municipality of Schmirn in the state of Tyrol, was a 58-year-old local man. The pair had set out in the Tyrol region on Friday afternoon and had been told to contact by phone at 3:30 p.m. local time that they had reached the 1,868-meters Breitach peak. That was their last contact. Authorities in Iceland have found a small plane at the bottom of the lake 2 days after the aircraft went missing with three tourists and a pilot on board, police said on Saturday. The three tourists on the Cessna 172N plane, who departed for a sightseeing tour on Thursday, were from Belgium, the Netherlands and the United States. Iceland's Coast Guard said in a statement that the plane crashed into Lake Thingvallavatn, some 40 kilometers east of the capital, Reykjavik, and was located with the help of an unmanned submarine. The plane has not been pulled to the surface and no bodies have yet been recovered. Listener, let's move on to Diplomatic Corner on Indonesia's made 19 trillion rupiah surplus in trade with Switzerland.
Listener, today's Diplomatic Corner is about Indonesia made 19 trillion rupiah surplus in trade with Switzerland. Indonesia made a 1.34 billion US dollars or 19.11 trillion rupiah trade surplus with Switzerland in January to December 2021. Despite the global economy not yet recovered because of the pandemic, Indonesia still made a surplus. That was stated by Indonesian Embassy in Bern in a statement received in Jakarta on Friday. However, if compared with the surplus in 2020, the 2021 surplus decreased by almost 60%. In 2020, Indonesian trade surplus with Switzerland was 2.24 billion US dollars. The decrease was caused by the decreasing export of gold, precious metal, and jewelry by 50.7% in 2021. According to data from Switzerland Federal Customs Administration, Indonesian import value from Switzerland in 2021 decreased 31.4% compared to in 2020, and Indonesian export to Switzerland decreased by 38.7%. Some 10 commodities are still consistently contributing to Indonesia's trade surplus to Switzerland based on the export value, namely precious metal, jewelry, footwear, non-woven fabric, woven fabric, electronics, furniture, coffee, essential oil, turbine machine, spare parts, and organic chemicals. In 2021, Switzerland's economy faced an intense uncertainty from supply chain to health issues, especially the increasing Omicron cases. The Swiss State Secretariat for Economic Affairs, or SECO, stated that Switzerland in 2021 had a 0.6% inflation, although the national economic growth was still relatively good, namely 3.5% GDP in 2021. SECO then predicted the country's GDP in 2022 will be 3%, which will be affected by supply chain, inflation, currency strengthening, anti-competition faced by pharmaceutical and banking industries. Indonesian Ambassador for Switzerland, Mulyaman Haddad, predicted that 2022 will still give a positive image for the two countries' relations, despite economic challenges amid the pandemic. This projection was based on available capital for increasing the two countries' economic relations, namely the Indonesian-European Free Trade Association Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement on November 1, 2021. The SEPA, besides trade, also includes sustainability programs, capacity increase, knowledge transfer, and investment. Ambassador Mulyaman added the agreement at the end of 2021 will demand all in Indonesia to prepare measures to optimize the benefits from the agreement. And listener, that's Diplomatic Corner.
That was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Indonesian President Joko Widodo on Thursday, February 3rd, gave a statement on the development of COVID-19 cases in the country, which experienced a sharp increase. The president confirmed the government had predicted and anticipated the spike with a number of better preparation than last year. In a statement that was delivered virtually on the sidelines of a working visit to North Sumatra province, president said that readiness to face a surge in COVID-19 cases includes the readiness of hospitals, medicines, to the availability of oxygen.
Lonjakan ini sudah diperkirakan dan diantisipasi oleh pemerintah dengan kesiapan-kesiapan kita.
The spike has been predicted and anticipated by the government with much better preparedness than in previous years in terms of hospitals, medicine, oxygen, and isolation facilities, as well as health workers. And condition of the hospitals is still under control. The president also asked the public to remain calm because although the Omicron variant has a high transmission rate, the fatality rate is lower than the Delta variant. This can be seen from the COVID-19 cases in several countries where the hospital's occupancy rate is relatively low. According to the head of states, patients affected by the Omicron variant can also be cured without having to go to the hospital. In the same statement, The President also ordered the Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, as the coordinator for the implementation of the Java-Bali Community Activity Restriction, and the Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Erlangga Hartarto, as the coordinator for outside Java-Bali, to immediately evaluating the restrictions level. The President also orders all regional heads to ensure the implementation of health protocols and acceleration of vaccinations in the community.
Saya minta kepada Gubernur, Bupati, Wali Kota, dan jajaran pemerintah daerah dibantu.
I ask the governors, regions, mayors, and local government officials and the military and police to ensure that the implementation of health protocols is carried out by the people and that vaccinations are carried out and accelerated. Furthermore, the President also reminded the public to remain disciplined in maintaining health protocols and reducing unnecessary activities. He also encouraged people who had not received the vaccine to immediately follow the vaccination and to get a booster vaccine for those who had received the full vaccine dose. I'll begin today in history with February 6, 1958, when the Munich tragedy occurred. The Munich tragedy occurred on February 6, 1958, at the Munich Riem Airport, Germany. This tragedy was an accident when British European Airways Flight 609 crashed while taking off from a puddle of mud that covered the runway. There were several passengers on the plane, including Manchester United players. In addition, there are also a number of supporters and journalists. At that time, they were traveling back from 1957 to 1958 European Cup match in Belgrade, Yugoslavia, against Red Star Belgrade. On the way, they stopped in Munich to refuel. After refueling, the pilot of the plane attempted to take off twice. However, during the second takeoff, the attempt was cancelled due to a fault in the plane's engine. Moving on to February 6, 1945, when the birth of Bob Marley occurred. February 6, 1945 was the birthday of the singer, songwriter and reggae musician Robert Nesta Marley, better known as Bob Marley. He was born in Nine Mile, St. Anne, Jamaica. Bob Marley is known throughout the world as the most famous reggae musician in the world of reggae music. He is recognized for his role in popularizing and spreading Jamaican music and the Rastafari movement throughout the world. I'll end today in history with February 6, 1996, when the crash of the Boeing 757 Bergenair Flight 301 occurred. On February 6, 1996, another plane crash occurred on Bergenair Flight 301 with the Boeing 757-225 aircraft type. The plane experienced an autopilot failure and crashed in San Felipe de Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic. As a result of the accident, around 189 people were killed, consisting of passengers and crews. Until then, it was the deadliest aviation accidents involving a Boeing 757. And the deadliest in the Dominican Republic.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. Hello sir, thank you very much for the reception report on the English program. Keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, and don't forget to send your reception report. Thank you. Special for you, I will play a beautiful song. Enjoy!
Maaf telah sayang padamu, kau selalu
Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Central Board of the All Indonesian Tennis Association PELTI held a national tournament titled Mandiri Tennis Open 2022 at the Sultan Hotel and the Residence Tennis Court, Jakarta, from February 6 to 13. The general chairperson of PELTI, Rildo Anwar, in a press conference in Jakarta on Thursday said, the event was also to monitor junior male tennis players. They will represent the Indonesian team against Venezuela in the Davis Cup Group 2 playoffs at the Bung Karno Tennis Stadium, Jakarta, on March 4 to 5. Rildo Anwar also explained that the tournament was the first to be held in the PELTI competition calendar after almost 2 years of vacuum due to the COVID-19 pandemic. He said that in the condition to the Davis Cup preparation, the tournament was also a place to evaluate the training results of fostered athletes included in the context of preparation for the 2022 SEA Games. He emphasized that the Mandiri Open 2022 tournament is a benchmark for the achievement of the players. As is known, the Davis Cup always enters junior players who excel with good rankings. The 2022 Tennis Open will be enlivened by a series of national athletes, including the men's and women's single gold medalists at the 2021 National Sports Week PON, Muhammad Rifki Fitriadi and Aldila Sutiadi. The Tennis Open 2022 tournament will also feature a fierce battle of siblings, David Agung and Anthony Susanto, and Patriarch Christo Mega in the men's section. Meanwhile, in the women's section, there are Beatrice Gumulya, Jessie Rompis, Fadonati Taliana, and the twins Fitriani Sabatini and Fitriana Sabrina. Rildo Anwar said Tennis Open 2022 presents singles and doubles matches, both men and women. The main singles round provides 32 slots consisting of 20 participants who are accepted directly based on the PP PELTI Nationals ranking in men's singles and 24 women's singles. 8 players who qualified for the men and 4 women, as well as 4 wildcard recipients. Meanwhile, in the doubles sector, there are 16 pairs in the main round and 16 pairs in the preliminary round.
cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhenque pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan guo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now we'll reply to an email from Koji Miyagi in Japan. Hello sir, thank you for your email and thank you for listening to our English program. We are also glad you like Indonesian pop music. So keep listening to the voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. And here I will present to you another beautiful song.
Pagi sebentar lagi, kau diam dan menanti. Tak bisa ku jelaskan yang mendesakku di dalam perasaan terselip harapan. Langit mulai menerang. I wanna be with you for the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidup. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. Ku beranikan diri memecah sunyinya pagi. Mengungkap yang tak terucap, yang lama diam di hati. Perasaan terselip harapan, dan langit mulai menerang. The rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. The rest of my life, kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Traveling to the beach is an exciting activity that has always been an attraction for tourists. One of the interesting beaches to visit in Indonesia, South Kalimantan to be exact, is Tabanio Beach. The beach, which has historical value dating from the colonial era, is located in the Takasiung sub-district Tanah Laut Regency, South Kalimantan. Tabanio Beach has soft, fine sand and crystal clear water. Around this beautiful beach, visitors can find marine life such as shellfish. In addition, you can enjoy the view of the beach from the distance. You can also sit under a large banyan tree, which is the only one there. So this tree is nicknamed Pohon Jomblo, or the single tree. This place is a favorite photo spot that is visited by many tourists, especially on holidays. You can also sit directly on the soft, fine sand. This beach also has facilities in the form of huts made of bamboo and lined up neatly that you can use as a place to relax. Twilight time is the choice of many visitors, because if you come in the afternoon, then you can watch the beauty of the sunset on Tabanio Beach. The golden light reflected by the sun onto the surface of the water makes the beach atmosphere more beautiful and peaceful. Beautiful beach also has its own uniqueness, namely the presence of the VOC heritage from the Dutch colonial time 100 years ago that stands on the edge around the beach. The fort, called Tabanio Fort, is a silent witness to the Dutch colonial era. The existence of Tabanio Fort, which is still strong even though it has been around for centuries, makes tourists more interested in visiting it. Of course, on Tabanio Beach, you will also find other interesting spots to take pictures.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني
رانج جنشوية بيتاي كوجو يفانشي سين سين قوانجوان بيندو فييند چوانبو ودكوجو باوهوني ودكوجو باوهو
Evite la difusión del coronavirus cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For COVID, the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now we will reply to an email from Ding Lu in Jiangyin City, Jiangsu Province in China. He was listening to our broadcast in Arabic with Sinpo 44444. Thank you for your reception report, sir. Keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, wherever you are, we will play another beautiful song. Happy weekend and enjoy!
They can never change your mind. My vision so clearly. Never thought better about this. And ain't nobody tell me nothing. No one can kill my vibe.
Good, bad, good, bad, so never rest. Till good is better and better is best. Everyone listen up. Everyone listen up. Whenever negativity trying to break you down, just really this. Everyone listen up. Everyone has to know.
People used to tell me,
are you sure, let it drop?
Well, listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Students of 10 November Institute of Technology ITS Surabaya East Java created the Sabayur application to facilitate the marketing of agricultural products that are approaching their expiration date. This application was created because they saw the accumulation of food loss and food waste in Indonesia over the last 20 years, reaching a maximum of 48 million tons per year. This condition accounts for 7.29% of Indonesia's average greenhouse gas emissions, where the loss reached 62.8% of the entire domestic supply of vegetables in Indonesia. With the Sabayur application, agricultural products sold will get a discount of at least 50% for each purchase by adjusting the shelf life of the agricultural products. The team said Sabayur can help sales of traders in traditional markets and supermarkets. Ajeng Almira Tarisha Astri, one of the team members, through a press release on Friday said the use of this application is relatively easy and practical so that it can be used by all people who are still laymen and who are proficient in using mobile-based application. When the user first opens the application, he will be directed to the landing page to register a user account. In the agricultural product selection page, users can sort by category by sorting the closest, cheapest, or store with the best rating. In addition, there are three main menus, namely Discover, Cart, and Receive. Meanwhile, Erza, another team member, explained users can see products that are divided into several categories and the user's home address on the Discover menu. In this case, the user's home address is used to make it easier to find the nearest store and get product recommendation from the nearest store, while the cart menu can be used to store products that have been added by users to the cart. Then they can directly select the checkout button to proceed to payment. Users can also find out the history of purchases that have been made in the Receive menu. According to Erza, the menu has two categories to distinguish between ongoing and completed purchases. In addition, users can also track the products purchased starting from the product collection process, delivery process to the purchase completion process. The innovation carried out by Tarisha and Erza won the champion in the Adenium National Essay Competition held by Universitas Brawijaya some time ago. Both hope to introduce this application design idea to the people closest to it so that it can be used further developed.
Selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Aku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku, walau hanya sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Aku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir tuh pergi dariku, walau hanya sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa
aku di sini untuk kamu,
di sini untuk
jangan
kamu.
Jangan pernah berpikir tuh meninggalkanku
sendiri tanpa. Jangan pernah berpikir tuh pergi dariku, hanya sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
You are still tuned to the voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, today we will present you a song entitled Musim Hujan by Hi-Fi. The song was released in 2019 on the album of Cherry Terra. The lyrics of Musim Hujan was written by one of Hi-Fi's personnel, Febrian Nindyo, together with musician Toh Pati as the album producer. The lyrics describes the feeling of longing for someone. This feeling of longing appears during the rainy season. However, there is still hope to give up people who are missed. Well, listener, here is the song Musim Hujan by Hi-Fi.
Aku telah kata aku harus relakannya.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Selalu lebih indah bisa kau lihat, tak berarti nyata. Berjanjilah kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada. Tak ada alasan untuk kau berseri. Berhenti cintai yang tak pantas dicintai. Selalu hargai yang setia di hati. Berjanjilah
listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.